남도 근족설, 루인족설, 루인족설, 루이언진설, 그게 여기.
So, Mr. Now will give some explanation of the way in which concepts are engaged in, and the way in which objects appear.
딜라 열라랑 생진생이
딜라.
So first then, in relation to objects, there is a concrete characteristic and an abstract characteristic. And in relation to the intellect, there is that which is accompanied by conceptualization and that which is free of conceptualization, these two. And the way that the way that each of these relates respectively is experiential or intellectual, these two.
Yarza. Mönjör kojöni yarza mönjör tan kojöni yarza mönjör kojöni.
So in relation to an object to be evaluated, there is both an explicit and an implicit, these two.
Yarza mönjör tan kojöni diksma
re
oya. Yarzi ngoysom jipa ni. Ngoysom tema tang jipa tema ni.
Yarza.
Yarza ngoynjor kojor ni rawa.
Re.
Yarzi ngoysom jipa ni.
So, objects to be evaluated are both of an explicit and implicit type, or something direct and something indirect, and the way of evaluating them is either direct or inferential. So these are what we have to know. So this explanation, this way of explaining the intellectual operation or the operations of the intellect is very crucial.
Da rantsin se jute rantsin te yarza rantsin te tenzi ne patan mobore jinsin te jinsin tokpe tak pcha la jinsin se.
So then in relation to an object to be evaluated, the concrete characteristic refers to the mupo, the thing itself, the entity, which is defined, an entity is defined as being that which serves a purpose. And the abstract characteristic is defined as being that which is imputed conceptually. So in the way this is explained in the Sautantrika, then a thing or an entity is that to which no name has been related, that which is free of intellectual of conceptual imputations.
Dine nam toga takpa takpa cham nam toga naya tele chinsin segre.
Where on the other hand, the abstract characteristic is the activities of and the movement of concepts.
Dine ho dine lo lo la tokje tomi ni se ra ta lo tokje te dra tang ning tang pena meto hi pata wi ming tang meto ta hi ming ta bi ye ni ye ngu bo ni ji de de ten zen be lo la tokje se ke.
So then, in relation to the intellect, that which is defined as being conceptual is that situation in which one has, for example, a flower which serves as the basis for the imputation, and then the on the other hand, one has the name to be imputed, and the junction of these two, bringing these two together, is what is meant by, what is defined as conceptualization, the joining of the name to the basis for the, or the basis of the imputation of that name. So then the joining of the name with the object is then what is called the conceptual process involving the interrelation of terms and things.
Tene tome je toke tome te dadon de den jing mare rayor rayor sarvan jiba ming da mandar ba rayor sarvan jibe hipa la tome se.
So then, again, in relation to intellect, what is defined as being non-conceptual is not connected with this process of joining name and object. It is the clear appearance or the clear perception of the object free of the attachment of names to it. So... concept free, a concept free mind or intellection, concept free intellect is one, or concept free intellectual process is the case in which So the concept-free intellectual process is the clear appearance of things to the mind without attaching names. For example, in the case of an eye consciousness perceiving.
Danda drumjok tang senjok ni re tome thamche drumjok re mengla drumjok se re drumjok to kar re sa na rang ke yor kang yin yang yor yor te sarvar nang tam jen jing re ma to yin serva sava se ge ma re pe na me ke nam hi na re me ke nam hi ti te ne yor zok nang tsam jin jing re ma to yin se ro sa ba sig ma re nam do tham che sen jok re te ne yin se ro go ne jo go re kar sa na nam do ki me to jin ba kap so me to ke ming ta me to ni chik de de jin jing re Tisena yin serva goni jin zengore. Yin da manorva, yin jin ming da manorva goni zengore. Make a nam hiti, meto katani zingamare. Tani da main zingamare. Meto hippe ming da dagi, dagi korang zingare. Koran, koran nang tam jin zengore. Tisena drumjuk zingare. Nang tange, ranyo nang tam jin zimbe serna drumjuk zingare. Namdo ke mengdang derten zembe yin serva gon zingre. Tene sanjogre.
So then in relation to the perception of objects, then there are also these two cases. First, the what is called experiential perception of objects, which is the bare appearance, the mere appearance of the basis for the name without attaching the name. So for example, with the flower, then the what is referred to as the experiential perception of the flower is the case in which the flower appears directly as the mere appearance, free of any exclusion of other possibilities. So in perceiving the flower directly, the eye consciousness is not thinking in terms of excluding whatever the flower is not. It is merely perceiving or picking up the impression of the actual appearance clearly. Whereas what is called semjuk, semjuk, which
seljuk,
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 seljuk. Oh, seljuk. Yes. Seljuk then could be translated as eliminative perception, or something like that. The literal translation would be something like eliminative perception, in which case the name is being conceptually related to the object, and at that point then the mental faculty is excluding whatever the object is not. So this is referred to as exclusive perception.
Tene yarza yarza ngonjor kojor nyere sema loke yarwar sabe yo tela ngonjor tang kojor nyere ngonjor sijit karre sana ngonso tong topa ngonso du jor bate donje me to tabo yarza ngonjor tene kojor sijit Da me pata tongpa nyi tabo ko jore ko to jorpa ngwe sun nan mu topa ngwe sun tong mu topa la yarra la ko jor sigre.
So then with reference to the thing to be evaluated, the object of evaluation, there are again two possibilities, explicit and implicit. Explicit refers to a case such as that of the appearance of a flower, in which that is a direct appearance, something which in itself appears to the mind. It needs no further action done to it. It corresponds to a direct perception of the flower and is therefore called explicit, whereas what is called implicit refers to such things as the lack of self-entity. Dame on
dame pata tumbani
tung tumban.
La sopa.
The lack of self-entity or emptiness, and so on. Such things are referred to as implicit, or the more literal translation would be hidden, because these do not appear directly. They do not appear directly to the consciousness. So then the way of evaluating is both through direct valid cognition and inferential. So then in relation to these two different objects to be evaluated, namely the direct or explicit object of evaluation and the hidden or implicit object of evaluation, there are two corresponding ways of perceiving or evaluating, namely that the perception taking place as a direct valid cognition and perception taking place in the form of inferential valid cognition. So then we have this two lines of a verse saying direct non-conceptual conceptual undiluted cognition is direct valid cognition, and what is known through signs is indirect valid cognition. So if we then connect this line up with the previous one, then the cognition which is free of conceptualization and undiluted with respect to the object, that is to say direct valid cognition, applies itself to explicit objects of evaluation. The inferential cognition involving reasoning is what applies itself to the evaluation of hidden or implicit objects of perception.
Wangu yingu urarek tang nanjur ngunsum nabaiye.
Kosong. So the next two lines of this poem say there are four, namely So there are four types of direct valid cognition. The first being direct valid cognition related to the faculty. Direct valid cognition related to the mental faculty. So the first one is direct valid cognition related to the sense factory, faculty. So So it's the direct sensory cognition, direct mental cognition, direct yogic cognition, and there's one in between. Direct sensory, direct sensory cognition, direct mental cognition, direct self-awareness, or direct cognition through self-awareness, and direct yogic cognition.
Oh yeah.
One hit order matter one woman some semi.
So what is defined as direct sensory cognition is the non-conceptual it is non-conceptual cognition by the sensory consciousness. So then if one subdivides that, then there are five. A subdivision of that would involve five types of direct sensory cognition. So the subdivisions would include the direct sensory cognition of forms, the direct sensory cognition of sounds, the direct sensory cognition of tastes, the direct sensory cognition of smells, and the direct sensory cognition of touches. So the undiluted non-conceptual direct mental cognition, the cognition by the mental consciousness which is non-conceptual and undiluted is the definition of direct mental cognition, and the subdivisions of these are five.
Dene na si yeva nga te zungzen yingo, danzen yingo, tenzen yingo, ronzen yingo, rizan zibi yingo.
And the subdivisions involve the direct mental the direct mental perception of forms, the direct mental perception of sound, the direct mental perception of taste, the direct mental perception of smells, and the direct mental perception of tactile sensations.
So the
undiluted non-conceptual self-awareness is direct, valid cognition through self-awareness.
So the
experience of the essence itself of pleasant and unpleasant feelings is direct self-aware valid cognition.
Sem dang sem song kang yin chang nan te ran yong tse mai.
So it is a valid cognition of the primary mind and mental derivatives experienced by the inward turned mind.
Semdang semzong kang yin chang sete ni nang ni sun chun na yang na de ran yong tse mai.
So even though primary mind and mental derivatives with respect to the outward turn aspect of mind involve a dualistic appearance and are therefore deluded, the direct self-awareness of this is what is called direct self-aware valid cognition.
Gomzong toda mantarwa nanjur ngonsum temai.
The non-conceptual, undiluted cognition arising from meditation is direct valid yogic cognition.
Gomle songwa yina yang tokpa jenam trupai. Gomle songwa yina yang tokye tamche trupai.
Even if it were arising from meditation, any mental process involving conceptualization is deluded. So there's nothing to translate there. It's the same as I was just checking to see if I got it right.
Tsursum ten set le songwe kojor tokpa tsemai.
So the valid cognition which is in accord with, which arises in accord with the three prerequisites for a valid argument is understanding or cognition. So any cognition arising which arises in accordance with the three prerequisites for a valid argument is valid cognition related to implicit objects of evaluation or inferential cognition.
Tensek chuchin la drop. Tensek chuchin la drop so jichu. Tensek chuchin la drop so jichu. Tensek tunso la drop jichapte. Mantun so le dopa dokyapi. Yeah. Sorsomrava.
Sorsomra. Can I sokchu?
Yana dudu salari. Tensek. Tensek chuchin la dropa sokchu hine yong sutra. Tensek chuchin la dropa sokchu hine yong sutra. Tensek tunso la drope jichap hine jubai. Tensek mantun le dope dokchap hine jubarsi. Takuzo.
Ten sik chuchen la drup na?
Te sok chuchen.
Sok chuchen, right. Ten da te dam. So then in going... So then in referring to these three prerequisites for a valid argument, we have to distinguish the three parts of the argument. One of them is called the sok chu, or... The first prerequisite for a valid argument is called sokchu in Tibetan. I don't know exactly what to call that in English. I had worked something out, but I don't remember what it was. What's it called, sokchu?
Yeah, just a relation between the reason and the subject.
What it's referring to is a correspondence between the reason and the subject, in which the reason is present in the subject. Is the other way around? Oh. It's the other way around. But the subject is present in the reason. Yeah. Yes, okay.
Subject must be part of the reason.
Mm. And the subject is contained within the reason. So it's a it's a correspondence. There's a correspondence between the subject and the reason.
Okay. When some Dodebelola sedon kelembe, monsom sedon kelembe sena, sedon yebesena, wambong monsom tema tang, ying monsom tema kelengere monsom yere. Then I want rarekta nanjo monsom yere. Rwa? Then I said Ramabelola rare kelengamare, wango yingo. Nanjur Mosom Som Yure, Sedra Mabalo. Sentam Balola, Sedon K Lingamare, Sedon K Melimbe Sena, Wango da Yingun Yo Mare Turbare, Wang Botang, Wango Yingun Cassides or Turbare, K Lingamare, De Rare Mosom, the Nanjur Mosom, Yimato K Lingamare, De Luxosom.
So then in the Sautantrika school, all four of these forms of valid cognition are asserted. In the Vaibhashika school, three of them are asserted, and in the mind-only school, only two of them are asserted. So in the Sautantrika school, because outer objects are taken for granted as existing, then one has all four forms of direct valid cognition: the sensory valid cognition, the mental valid cognition, the self-aware valid cognition, and the yogic valid cognition. In the Vaibhashika school, they do not assert self-aware valid cognition, so they only have the three of sensory, mental, and yogic valid cognition. And in the mind-only school, outer objects are considered as being a delusion. It's the mere delusion of the outward-turned aspect of consciousness, and therefore there is no sensory valid cognition and no mental valid cognition in relation to the sensory perception. So the only two left in the mind-only school are the valid cognition related to self-awareness and yogic valid cognition.
Then again, don't want much in below la rarek, tiny do rarek, kalingre, rarek, no some tema, tanajur, no some tema, ni, same samba de chipan.
Roba,
re, rarek, tiny
do rarek, kalingre, ten najur, no some, yoroba.
So then in the Shentong or empty of other Majamaka school, the self-aware valid cognition is asserted as having conventional existence, and yogic valid cognition is asserted as being as existing or as being necessary.
Then, tonzo kepa kapso wango nga te karchembore tongba zongyi. Tongba zongyi me yendo na tongba zongyi kheba yore. Tongzok te nga ka kapsa kheba yore. Ndola yang tongzok yore. Tongzok te khe. Tongzok kheba la wangu.
So then in the appearance of visions, for example, during meditation, the occurrence of visions are talked about both in the sutra tradition as well as in the mantra or Vajrayana tradition. So in both, for both of these traditions, then, the four types of valid cognition are important to understand with relation to the explanation of visions. How is it possible for visions to appear to the consciousness? So, for example, how is it possible for such visions to manifest? How would such an empty reflection appear to a sensory consciousness? How would such an empty reflection appear to a mental consciousness? How would it appear in terms of self-awareness, and how would it appear in relation to yogic, valid yogic cognition?
Then in Nagalo la Mosum Ye Yere Wangbo Mosum Yetang Ti Yarzataso Tamarpe Yortang Tamarpe Mosumare Yehi kya waisar kya ranang le kharwa tongzok tang tene waisar kya wangpo tang wangmo re.
Tamarpe wangpo ma re?
Tamarpe yor tang wangpo ma re. Nga ka kapsa kye pe tanda yor tang wangpo te. Yehi kya ranang le kharwa yor tang wangpo re.
So the way this is explained in the Vajrayana or Mantrayana tradition, the vision which appears is not something which appears to the ordinary sensory faculty and or to the ordinary to the tamarpe yuldang wangpo
mare.
So it is not an ordinary
tamarpe yordang wangpo lende pe waisar ji yordang yihi ji wangpo tinde ba ji go mare.
So it's necessary to distinguish here the difference between different kinds of appearances, and a vision is not in the Mantrayana considered to be an ordinary object appearing to an ordinary sensory faculty. It transcends being an ordinary object appearing to an ordinary faculty. It is a clear light object appearing to a clear light faculty.
Then we search le herbe, we search a tonsok the so, Sally herbe tonsok de le tambo pala, wang on jio de hagre. Then rembe topa kong the perva capsi, ye jing on some jio de hagre. Then some baran ring on some jio de hagre. Then yepa nanjur on some jio de hagre. Teach a perhibo.
No, no. So one also has to distinguish it from the point of view of the development of the disciple or the practitioner. Le dambo bikaps e tama pe yul
mare mare wang bu yot tamar pe yul mare wang bu yot wang bu ma som sem
mong bu yul ngus sem re yinong tama pe yul dang wang bu mare
mare mare o te mare
oh na so
te mare
so
mega nam chi jin tong na yin
mega nam chi jin tong wa
tong mega nam chi je mega chi pe yul dang tong na yin yong re yin tamar pe mega nam chi mare
oh na so So one has to distinguish very carefully here that on the beginning level, or for a beginner, then the vision which appears, even though it is not an ordinary object appearing to an ordinary sense faculty, it is nevertheless an appearance arising out of the clear light and appearing to the eye consciousness. So it is actually seen by the eye consciousness at the beginning stage. And then as one's realization increases, then it is an object appearing to the mental consciousness, not to the eye consciousness, but to the mental consciousness. And then as the realization increases still further, it becomes an object which appears to the self-aware consciousness, and in the final stage, it is an object appearing to the yogic direct valid cognition.
Yogi. Voisa yingli kharba tunzog nam tangpor wangpo ngonsom yordo khar Nipa yi jing ngun sum yor do khyar, sumpa rang rik ngun sum yor do khyar, yipa nam jor ngun sum yor do khyar.
So, these visions arising out of the clear light expanse of the mind, for a beginner, are objects appearing to the direct sensory valid cognition. Then, in the second level, they are the object appearing to the mental valid cognition, and on the third stage, they are objects appearing to the self-aware valid cognition, and in the fourth stage, they are objects appearing to the direct yogic valid cognition. So if one understands how these clear light, how these visions which arise out of the clear light expanse appear to the mind, then one develops conviction or trust with regard to the clear light nature of the mind. If one knows the steps of the way in which visions appear, or the clear light visions appear, then one will gain trust in the clear light nature. If one understands the steps of the way the clear light visions appear, then one also will relinquish attachment to the visions as being truly existent. So since the intellectual process involved in perception, or how we say, since the process of perception and the way in which visions appear is of such importance, Rinpoche has given this brief explanation here. So, if there are any questions, the floor is open.
Is this how in samadhi, is this how wisdom aspect, I'm sure I was talking this morning about deity appearing in samadhi, is this related to how the wisdom aspect, the yashodha, arises?
Okay. Rinpoche Shokpe Chutun La Tingzin Ji Zugnian Yidam La Dong Chilkor Tingzin Ji Zugnian Yongre
Tingzin Ji Zugnian Re
Tingzin Ji Zugnian Re Tene Te Tong Yeshepai Sharwe Tsul Chikparebe
Yihibel Lang Oma Hyagamare Lai Zungyi Tingenzin Gomba Kabzu Zungyi Hyamare.
So the Yeshepa itself does not appear, but the reflection of the Yeshepa appears in the state of absorption. In the Samadhi.
Mikpe Yangyang Gomba Na Kunda Lai Zungyi Hyamare.
So, mikpe yang yang gompe na.
De la yin san de mikpa yang yang. Mikpa yang yang gompe na, kunda la yi zung yin char.
So through a meditation involving repeated visualization, reflection of the completely imputed deity arises.
Long sin omar tsupe kap, Lungsin lai zungin cha. Lungsin oma la tsuba kapso, tene long da sem de lai zoksu hyabri. Lungsin oma la tsuba kap, lungsin lai zungin cha.
So at the time when the prana mind enters the central channel, the reflection of the prana mind deity appears.
Waisar ngonsum tokpa kap, waisar lai zungin char.
At the time when the clear light is directly realized, the clear light, the tene ursar
waisar jingangle lai zungin char.
At the time when the clear light is directly realized, the reflection of the clear light deity appears.
Lai zungin kang khyar yang denbar hien nan ching zi te he mi yomar khibar sa. Lai zungin kang khyar yang denbar hien ban ching zi ser, ching war sib ser, he mi yomar khibar sa. Hakuzo.
Hakumaso.
Lai zungin kang khyar yang kunda lai zungin lung sin lai zungin yihi ji lai zungin kang de ji khyar na yang Then, but he came, but now do you know King Wang Yungre? King Zir, this is not him by my Pazogore. He me, Yuma Tower, sir.
Oh, yes.
He me, Yuma Hibber, sir.
Oh, yes. So, which. Whichever type of deity it is that appears, if one attaches to it, then it binds one. So one should shenme
shenme jomar khibarsa jomar tabar khibarsa jera.
So one should look without attachment one should look without attachment at the illusion like deity. So whichever type of deity it is that appears, whether it's the completely imputed type of deity, the coming from repeated visualization, or whether it's the pranamind deity coming from the entry of the pranamind into the central channel, or whether it's the deity of original knowledge or primordial wisdom arising due to realizing the clear light nature. So whichever deity it is that appears, if one attaches to it, as being something truly existent, then it becomes something binding one. So one should look at it without attachment as being illusion-like.
Kharsa yip zog yoyopa kunzob la zungze nimi vayasar tundam la. Oh, yeah.
So the deity which is a measurable object having shape and form is the relative deity, and the deity which is beyond dualistic appearance is the clear light deity.
Kunzob lai mekpa latin ne tundan tundan wesar la nyingon dosa. Kunzob lai mekpa latin te tundan wesar la nyingon dosa.
So based on visualizing the relative deity, the realization of the ultimate deity arises. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, yes. So I was confused with the insamani, the dhamsik part can also arise. I mean, obviously, it seems to be, as Rinpoche says, that the dhamsik part can also arise. And is this, whatever arises, not necessarily the issue?
During meditation, the yeshipa can arise, but whatever arises is not necessarily the yeshipa. Then in Gombe Kapsu, yeshipa is sharwa sijire, inang nangwa kong sharnayong, yeshipa gogimani. Yeshipa tenteng ngene mani.
Gomba kapsa yeshipa hyagare te tingen zengi zungir.
So one has to understand that this, what you're referring to as the appearance of the yeshipa in the meditation should be, you have to express it in a slightly different way. It's the yeshipa arising is the reflection of the yeshipa arising.
Gomtse yehi lako hyar se kyang lekpar ta na ting zin zung yin. Hako zong.
So the the yeshipa arising in meditation, if analyzed carefully, turns out to be the reflection of the yeshipa.
Jum zin kar se na tuen dan je la ngoma la zog yo ma re. Zog le de.
And the reason for it is that the ultimate deity doesn't have any form. So then, other questions?
Korwa mainan tongbe zungi te denbar hembe nanto jingzi. Korwa mainan tongbe zungi la denbar hembe nanto jingzi. Hagosung.
Oh, yeah. So even though samsara does not exist at all, to attach to the reflection of this completely non-existent samsara is able to bind the mind. As, for example, the delusions, the deluded appearances in a dream. Korwe mega gizug nien la shenchak
shenchak nam to te ching zi re
te ching zi
pen nam lan ngom ma hi pen nam do yi pen nam lan tur pen nam do yi zi re te chek du de se de mla ngom ma hi pen nam do zi chek mang da re pen nam lan tur pen nam do yi te ngom ma hi pen nam do de re mla ngom ma hi pen nam do na yi re zi re oya
Attaching to the reflection of non-existent samsara has the ability to bind, is a concept which binds one, just as attachment to the deluded appearances of a dream.
Namto sarchasemji yobate penna jamsu balap chiyin. Jamso chimpo balav yo bhai. Oya. Namto oesar semji yo vate penna jamso balav chijinu.
So the concepts...
Balav, balav.
Concepts move in the clear-light expanse of mind like waves moving in the expanse of the ocean.
Korwa ninang turpa rang yin te nyante ninang turpa sepa yin. Teser to tang ma to che par yin. Teser to tang ma to che par tsam.
So samsara is the samsara arises through the dualistic appearance. Or samsara arises together with the dualistic appearance, and nirvana arises together with the freedom from dualistic appearance. So one has to understand the difference, the one being conceptual, the other non-conceptual.
Chakso nyumong charum tavati charum hao. Chakso nyumong charum tavati yehin charum chori kyobayin.
So,
Tenyang to tang ma to chepari. Chakso nyumong charum tavati yehin charum chori.
Attachment and so on are like water frozen to ice, and nirvana is like the ice melting. So attachment and so on are like water frozen to blocks of ice, and primordial wisdom or original knowledge is like the ice melting to water. the difference being whether one has understood or not.
Yeah.